416. We get answers to your coronavirus questions brought to you by COVIDClinic.org. You can send us emails. Send us your questions. CoronaQuestions@KNX1070.com. With us again this afternoon, Dr. Michael Hurt, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana.
Dr. Hurt, good afternoon. LA and Orange counties are both moving into the orange tier, meaning more businesses will be able to increase the number of people they serve. But coronavirus infections are on the rise in 27 states across the country. Are we just setting ourselves up to follow in their footsteps?
Yes, unfortunately, we could be. But there are some things to remember, that it's not how many people get COVID, it's who gets COVID. It's very important. So as we open up, people who've had COVID, people who have had the vaccine and are younger, anyone who is younger means under the age of 50, healthy, not overweight. These are people who can start to get back into their daily lives, back into restaurants, back into malls, back into retail establishments, and really have not so much to fear with COVID-19. Those who are vulnerable, older, overweight, people who have asthma, diabetes, heart disease, heart failure, even if you've had the vaccine, I would caution you to be very careful. Stay outside when you're eating at restaurants. Be very careful with social distancing, who you invite over to your home, because these variants are getting ready to come at us. That's what's shutting down Europe. That's what's ravishing Brazil. It's starting to pick up, as you mentioned, in other states. New York is having a surge of all places, and they've been very careful. We don't want that to happen here. We don't want the hospitals to fill up. If people get COVID and they're young and healthy, they're going to be okay. But the vulnerable need to be careful.
I was kind of thinking back to our discussion last week about, just because indoor dining is available, it doesn't mean you all have to go inside. You know, you can pick the outside table. And I was thinking of that when I was reading the LA County guidance for Monday, and they say, okay, here's a list of things that can open up. And then bars was there, and it said, okay, bars, just straight up bars, no food. But those are going to be outdoors only, being the point of, we're not going to open bars inside, because that's just a recipe for disaster still.
It has been, and around the world. The first thing that gets shut down in countries like Europe and in England, which is now separate, is bars, because people are close, they're drinking, they're not being careful, and as a result, things can spread out of control. But again, if it's spreading to those who can handle the virus, the young, those who are very healthy, under the age of 50 and not overweight, they can handle it. That's okay. I think we have to start to learn to live with this virus. It's not going away. I know no one wants to hear that, but this is the new flu. Variants, you know, are common with the flu, and they are certainly common with coronavirus. And because the infections are not dying out, the variants will have chances to come back as new different variants that have different risks for us. So we have to develop strategies. It's not all or nothing. It's not a light switch that's on or off. We have to learn how to allow those who can go forward and take a hit with COVID, do so, and those who should never get COVID, be more protective.
And you mentioned those who need to be more protective about, you know, their health, who've been vaccinated, they still have to hold back a little bit. Why is that?
Because these variants, particularly Brazil and the South African variant, have shown the ability to punch through herd immunity. That means that you are as likely to get a South African variant if you had COVID-19 or if you never had a COVID infection. And because the vaccines are against the spike protein for COVID-19 and not COVID-21, that is the South African and Brazilian variants, there is a real possibility that those vaccines are not going to protect you. In the clinical trials, they seem to not work against these variants. Now, the question is, do they keep you out of the hospital? Do they keep you out of the cemetery? And that is our hope, is that the vaccines will slow down, like a fire break, this virus as it enters the body of those who are at most risk. But we don't know that yet. And because it can be such a devastating, you know, viral infection for those who cannot afford to be sickened by this virus, I urge them to keep following the rules as if it was more like, you know, June, July of last year, as opposed to wide open, go on in and think of yourself as perfectly protected, because we don't know that yet. I'm hoping, but we don't know.
Let's talk about that having had COVID issue. I've been seeing some people and you know, they're interviewed when the vaccine hesitancy stories come around. They say, well, I had this, so I'm not going to get my shot. I know they say wait, you know, a period of days. I think it's 90 days or something after, you know, you had COVID to go and get your vaccine. But having COVID is no reason to not go get the vaccine, right?
Yes. I mean, those antibodies that you enjoyed after having COVID will eventually wane. What the vaccine does is boost those antibodies back up and provide some additional protection against COVID-19. We do believe that there are other parts of your immune system that are protecting you. Less than 1% of healthcare workers like myself on the front lines who got COVID have had it a second time. So there is something else there, even though the antibodies go away. But if you want extra protection against this nasty virus, then the vaccine would boost those antibodies back up and protect you against 19. The question is, will it protect you against 21? And the jury's out on that.
Dr. Michael Hurt, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. Dr. Hurt, thanks.